And so one of the things we need to do is make sure that we're constantly evolving and changing, because our clients are constantly evolving and changing. The market is constantly evolving and changing. There's so much that we can't control. You know, we couldn't control the pandemic. We can't control this economic uncertainty that we're in. But what you can control is what's between your ears. You can control what you believe about what's happening. You can control how you handle the situation that you're in. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. I don't know what to say. How often have you felt that way, my friends, when you were about to sit down and write a social media post or record a podcast? I am not immune to the mindset traps that we all fall into as entrepreneurs and business owners and content creators. And what I know for sure is how easy it is to get caught up in patterns of procrastination, perfectionism, otherwise known as resistance and fear. Sometimes we can call this pre-achievement self-sabotage because you haven't even done the thing to have it be good or bad, whether people listen or sign up or do whatever you want the call to action to be in your post or in your video or in your podcast. So welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on what it's really like inside this crazy container of entrepreneurship. And if you are employed by a corporation or a nonprofit or healthcare or educational facility right now, and you're thinking about making the leap, jump right in. The water's fine. Even though we are in a tumultuous time, I think, as a society and in the economy. I know I'm feeling this inner churning that there's a disruption. I'm tapping on my chest right now. If you can't hear me, maybe you hear my voice wobbling a little bit. I feel this inner rumble of something needs to change, right? There's this opportunity to disrupt the status quo, to solve an old problem in a new way, or solve a completely new problem. I think there's an opportunity for us as coaches and consultants to offer more immediate results for our clients, maybe do things better, cheaper, faster, quicker than we have in the past. And so I want to open this conversation up today with the invitation to, in a non-judgmental way, explore what's working and what's not working in your business right now. And to give yourself some compassion, but also open it up to some innovation, some creativity. Give yourself the opportunity to think about how you can show up in your business in a new way. Start listening, like put your ear to the ground or your finger on the pulse, whatever metaphor you want to use. What's going on right now with your ideal client community? Where are they struggling? What do they need most? What are they most concerned about? And create an offer. You know, the beautiful thing about being a service-based entrepreneur is you can create a solution at the drop of a hat if you have the skills, right? And so that's why I pinch myself every day that I wake up and I get to understand where women entrepreneurs are challenged. I get to use my skills and talents that I've, number one, invested over $200,000 into my entrepreneurial skills and more than 25 years in corporate in the sales, marketing, product development, and product management space. So I was a CEO of a business unit. I didn't have a CEO title, but I was responsible for the care and feeding of that service offering. I was responsible for the P&L. I was responsible for the people who are delivering that service. And I was ultimately responsible for whether or not that program succeeded or failed. And so I had been groomed, actually, without my knowing it. You know, it's always 20/20 hindsight, right? You know, don't even know how valuable you were to the corporation that you were in until you leave, right? And then everyone tells you how fantastic you were, how they wish you were still around. Well, anyway, the same is true of you as a service owner, as a service provider, as an entrepreneur. You don't know, you can't see clearly how much value you're delivering to your ideal clients and to your marketplace. And so one of the things we need to do is make sure that we're constantly evolving and changing, because our clients are constantly evolving and changing. The market is constantly evolving and changing. There's so much that we can't control. You know, we couldn't control the pandemic. We can't control this economic uncertainty that we're in. There's a lot that we can't control. We can't control the earth. We can't control climate change. But what you can control is what's between your ears. You can control what you believe about what's happening. You can control how you handle the situation that you're in. So if you had a big revenue goal for this year and it's not turning out the way you planned, you have control on many levels. So number one, you get to control the meaning you make of it, right? So you can pack up your toys and go home and say, you know, oh my God, this is scary. I need to go out and get a corporate job. And you can start cruising the job boards, Indeed or LinkedIn, what's being posted, start interviewing. But you also have another choice. You have ultimate agency over how you handle this time, this season that we're in right now. The other choice is to say, what was working isn't working any longer. And let me see what new opportunities that I can drum up. So if you're paying attention, if you're listening to the conversations that you're having beyond, hey, you know what? We're so sorry. We've got a hold on that budget. We're going to have to defer this to some future unspecified date, right? So you can feel deflated. You can feel like you've lost a sale, or you can look for the new opportunity in there. So maybe there's something that is a supreme struggle that you can see that is really the crux of the challenge that this company or this person is having. And you can offer a quick result. You can say, hey, you know, let's spend a day together. Let's find the source of this problem and let's put in a quick fix that at least gets you over the first hump, right? So I'm speaking in generalities because I know that there are all sorts of consultants and coaches who are listening to this podcast. And if you're a coach, you know, what can you do in a day? You know, I sat down and in 1 hour on a Saturday afternoon, I put together a one-day event and it's a marketing plan in a day. If you're stuck and you don't know what to do to get unstuck, I will spend a day with you to figure out what is your marketing plan? What is your sales strategy? I'll coach you on sales conversations. You know, so if you're having a hard time getting in touch with prospects, if you're having a hard time closing business, if you're having a hard time figuring out what your offers are, fantastic. We can do this virtually. You can fly into New York City. I can treat you to lunch and dinner. We can spend an entire day together and get you out of where you're stuck into a marketing plan and a sales strategy that actually works for you and give you the skills that you need in order to be successful. So that's what I mean by listening to the market. Where are people stuck right now? Where can you provide an immediate solution that gets them to the result that they really want? And it doesn't mean that the rest of your coaching or the rest of your consulting isn't relevant or isn't useful. It just might be beyond what they're able to do right now. And another thing that we did as an organization, because of this season that we're in economically, is we aligned with a funding partner. So we all know how difficult it is for women entrepreneurs to get funding for their businesses, especially if you're a coach or consultant. It just doesn't happen. You know, I kind of giggle a little bit inside. It's somewhat naive when a new woman entrepreneur comes to me who wants to launch a coaching or consulting practice and said, I want venture funding. I want investors. investors typically don't invest in our types of businesses. Number one, they're not predictable. Number two, they're not always scalable. It's a crowded market. There's not a lot of differentiation. And so it's very difficult to get that type of venture backing or angel investing or angel funding. But you can get bridge funding, and we have secured some bridge funding for people who want to work with us who haven't been able to because of cash flow issues in the past, that almost everyone gets funded, and it's all on the up and up. It's just an extended payment plan for participating in our accelerator or our launch lab or even in our marketing plan in a day. So whatever it is that you need, there's always a way, right? So if you're open to understanding what is the one thing that I need right now, what is the one thing standing in the way of my success, and you focus on that one thing and you help your clients focus on their one thing so you can help them solve that one thing that moves the needle forward. So sometimes we're so focused on the big thing, so focused on the year-long commitment, or so focused on the extended consulting project, that we're losing sight of the opportunity that is right in front of our eyes. And all of that is because you're making meaning out of things that people are saying to you that have absolutely no meaning, right? So, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The budget is put on hold. We're going to have to wait on that. So don't pack up your toys and go home. Say, okay, you know, I get it. We're in this season where funds are difficult, right? So let's talk about the number one challenge. Let's talk about the one thing and scale this way back so that we can bring in the resource that you need right now in order to get past this, so that we don't lose out on the opportunity. You don't have the opportunity cost, or we stem the bleeding in what you're losing in leaving the situation to continue on, especially if they're losing money, if they're losing people, they're losing resources, they're losing partners, whatever that is. So only you can apply this thinking framework to where you are in your business right now. So I started out this conversation with, I don't know what to say. And I didn't know what to say. And so I invite you to reframe that thinking of, I don't know, to being curious of, you know, well, what is it that people really need right now? What is it that people really need to hear right now? And go out there and have a conversation with someone who's interested in what you have to say, who's interested in what you have to offer, and go offer them that one thing. And if you are interested in joining me in New York City or virtually to help you get unstuck in whatever sales or marketing hole that you're in right now, for lack of a better word, you know, you're in some difficulty, some spot that you can't dig yourself out of, and you're feeling scared. You're feeling afraid of your finances. You're feeling like you might have to go back and get a job. You're worried about what you did. Maybe your spouse is looking at you sideways saying, are you sure you're up for this? Are you sure this is the right strategy for you? And, you know, they're only expressing their own fear. So love on them that they're just scared too. And so it's up for you to really see through the fear, to put the fear aside, to say, thank you so much for trying to protect me, but I've got this. And I have the power to figure this out. I have the skills to figure this out. So I want to share something with you that you might not know. I've been in business for 10 years. When I decided to leave my corporate job and start this business, I was in the middle of a divorce. I was then a single mom of a 12-year-old. I was 54 years old. I was in the middle of menopause, and my mother had increasing dementia. Right. And it's not like I developed this side hustle, that this was a plan of mine. This was an epiphany, a realization that the corporate job that I was in was no longer satisfying. I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't making the impact that I wanted to make with my work. I'm big on impact. And maybe that's because, you know, I came from a family where my father said, Deb, don't do a half-assed job, you know, and in corporate, that's kind of how you're treated, right? Don't do a half-assed job. Or what have you done for me lately? You know, you can have the best track record of any employee. You can have the highest ratings. And 6 months later, if you're not producing a similar or better result, you can find yourself being escorted out the door. You know, there are no guarantees. But here I was at this point in time where I escorted myself out the door. It's like my time is complete here. And truthfully, though I had a vision that there was something that I was meant to do that was bigger, to have more impact than the impact I was making in the corporate world, I was scared. Even though I had sales experience, marketing experience, product development experience, I came equipped with more tools than most new entrepreneurs come with. However, this is a brave new world. I knew nothing about digital marketing. I knew nothing about speaking from the stage and making offers. I didn't understand how a digital marketing strategy would work. And I didn't understand how I would meet new people and get out there as being an introvert. As being an introvert, going out there and meeting new people. And another realization I want to share with you is the reason why I lead so many groups of women entrepreneurs is because I am shy and I don't like walking into a room of people that I don't know. So if I'm in charge of the room, if I'm the one who created the opportunity for all these women to gather together, then I don't have to feel shy because I'm the one who's standing up front. And that was a realization that I had last week of the reason why I'm always like a chapter leader, or I volunteer to start these groups, or I start my own communities, is because I don't like walking into a room of a bunch of people that I don't know. You know, networking in that way is so painful for me. I would rather be the one who creates the space, who opens up the room, who extends the invitation to everyone to be there and says, everyone, if you like this room, bring three friends along with you because this is what we're about. This is what's happening. I did the same thing right after my divorce when I wanted to meet new friends because all the friends I had were from my corporate job. I didn't know anyone outside of work and I wanted to have friends outside of work. So I had a barbecue. As a single woman, I had a barbecue in my backyard. I had three great girlfriends. And I said, we're going to have this barbecue. And because I love you, I know I'm going to love your friends. So tell your friends, tell them to tell their friends that there's this barbecue and just have everyone bring food. So the same is true in the corporate world. It's just like a barbecue, right? So one of the most effective marketing strategies that my clients have been employing in the accelerator are these intimate conversations around either a Zoom room, a dinner table, a workshop, a round table. They're the most effective sales strategy is actually to get people in a room to have a conversation about a topic that they care deeply about. So unbeknownst to me, when my shyness propelled me to be the leader in front of the room and create an opportunity for people to sit around a table and have a discussion about something that everyone cared about, was my number one sales strategy. So in closing, perfectionism, procrastination, overwhelm, confusion, I don't know how to, who am I to, I'm not good enough, is all bullshit, my friend. You have everything in your power to be a success. You were put here for a reason. You have a purpose. Your people are waiting for you. They're praying for you. They can't see a way out of their current situation without you. And you're actually doing them a disservice. You're cheating them and you're cheating yourself out of what would make you abundant, happy, successful, and calm in this very moment. So if you're saying to yourself, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, stop it. If you need to, just call me and we'll do a done in a day marketing plan and sales strategy. And you've got this. You've got this, my friend. I've got your back. Let's stay connected. Join the Predictable Revenue Strategies group on LinkedIn. That's where all the action happens. And reach out to me privately if you'd like more information on getting a marketing plan done in a day, either virtually or in New York City, because you've got this and I've got your back. See you next time, my friends, on Life After Corporate. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.